Long three, flat! The floater from five, no, take up by Baker, got it! The Eagles are in front! Couldn't have come at a better time!
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off the glass. Hit it! Right side from 10. He hit the shot.
And good evening. The Morehead State Eagles are on the road in an effort to continue their seven-game winning streak as they face off with Little Rock in OVC action down in Arkansas. Hi again all, I'm Chuck Mraz along with Dean Harden. Despite some recent injury issues, the first-place Eagles remain the conference's hottest team. Tonight they'll take on likely the OVC's second-hottest club in Little Rock. The Trojans have won three in a row and six of their last seven to pull into a tie with a few other teams for second place in the conference, only three games behind Morehead State. This contest will match up two of the league's highest scoring teams. The top scoring team, of course, is UT Martin. Little Rock is second, Morehead State third. Shapes up to be a really good battle here tonight. Stay tuned. We're talking to MSU coach Preston Spratlin in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Morehead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Morehead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Welcome back. I'm Chuck Mraz, joined by MSU basketball coach Preston Spratlin. The Eagles at Little Rock tonight. And Coach Spratlin, this is going to start a very tough four-game stretch for you. You've got Little Rock tonight, a good UT Martin club on Saturday, then Southern Indiana team, much better than its record. Then next Thursday, you're at Western Illinois. This is a difficult stretch for your team.
Yeah, you know, this is a stretch that, you know, we've had circled since the schedule came out. in late May with the addition of Western Illinois. And so, but you know, it is what it is. We're not going to get into the logistics of it and how difficult, you know, obviously you got four games in 8 days, three of which being on the road, and your three longest, hardest road trips that you could possibly have in this league. But that's the schedule that the league gave us, and that's a schedule that we're going to prepare for, we're going to play. And the best way to do that is just take it one game here at a time and not worry too much about the next one. And that's kind of how we've gotten to be in the position that we're at right now, Chuck, is one game at a time, no matter how daunting that schedule or the travel may be. And that's going to be important that we keep that same perspective as we go into the first game of this tough stretch here against a really good Little Rock team here tonight.
How's the health on your roster? You've had some guys dinged up lately, most notably Jordan Lathan, your second leading scorer, who missed the last couple of games with a knee issue.
Yeah, I think we know we're getting better. You know, Jordan will probably still be a kind of a game time decision. He's been progressing really well each and every day, just making strides. And so trying to push, do a little bit more, trying to get a little bit more game type reps with him on both sides of the ball, and then just kind of seeing where he's at, evaluating him between practices. So, you know, there's a chance he could be available here today. But, you know, if he's not, then obviously the experience that the young guys and Jerome Morton and Eddie Ricks and then, you know, Andrew and Khalil really stepping up in his absence should give us a lot of confidence moving forward if he's not available, or even if he's not as available as we'd like for him to be.
This is a Little Rock team fighting for second place. They won three in a row, I think maybe seven of their last eight. They're playing very good basketball right now. It's a team that can flat out score the ball.
They can. You know, we told our guys this will be the most talented, biggest and most athletic team that will play in the league this year. And that's quite a statement, you know, with some other good teams in there like Martin, who presents a lot of the same challenges. But, you know, they're a really good team. They got great balance. You know, just like us, they don't have a ton of depth. They're probably going to play and lean on seven players. But they can beat you from a number of different spots. They run a very deliberate offense that, you know, it can be very difficult to guard at times. They've got quality big men who run the floor that rebound at a high level. And, you know, that's the biggest difference is I think they're defending over the last seven, eight games significantly better and with more intensity and urgency than what they had done dating back to when we played them last year. And then the rebound of the basketball. So we got to do a really good job running our offense crisp, fast, and with confidence, and then making sure that we're really cleaning up the glass on both sides of the ball.
Any other keys in your mind?
Another thing that they do, they're going to really – switch up their defense, right? You know, whether it's playing two or three different ball screen coverages, they haven't been a big-time blitz post team. Obviously, there's only one guy like Riley in the league, and so this will be the first time facing him, so it'll be interesting to see exactly what they throw at him. And then they'll play some different zones. They have a very unique 1-1-3 zone. They have a tandem 2-3 zone. They'll do a little bit of pressing. So they'll do a number of different things, so it's very important that we don't allow those different changing defenses to throw us off and get us off balance, that we can just keep a rhythm, keep our confidence, keep our poise, and then, you know, making sure that we're kind of controlling the tempo as we've done the past four games, running when we want, we have chances, but recognizing when we don't have the numbers and we don't have the energy that we can grind them out and get some quality possessions.
And that's Morehead State Coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Meraz. More in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Welcome back, Moorhead State, at the Jack Stevens Center in Little Rock, Arkansas, to take on the Little Rock Trojans in OBC action. Let's talk about the two teams and their starting lineups. Little Rock is led by former NBA player and coach Darrell Walker in year six with the Trojans, a record of 75-97. Last year, they were only 10-21 for the year, finished up at 6-12 in the league, but 14-11 this year. 8-4 in the OVC, tying them for second place with UT Martin and Western Illinois. The Trojans have won three straight, six of their last seven. They won on Saturday at Western Illinois, a feat to be sure, 63-60 the final score. Starting lineup for Coach Walker, three guards and two forwards at the point will be Jordan Jefferson, a 6'4 junior, from Marietta, Georgia, averaging just about 5 points and two rebounds a game. The second guard, K.K. Robinson, a transfer from Texas A&M, a 6-foot senior from Little Rock. He's averaging over 16 points, about six rebounds, and 4.8 assists per ball game. He also has 24 steals on the year. The third guard, Jameer Chaplin, a transfer from South Florida, 6'5 graduate student from Norcross, Georgia, averaging 16 points and 6.8 rebounds per contest. On the front line, Jalen Crocker Johnson and DeAnthony Gordon. Johnson, a 6'8 freshman, going at 230 pounds. He's from San Antonio, Texas. He's a good-looking freshman, averaging 9.1 points, 5.6 rebounds. He is the reigning OVC Freshman of the Week. As for Gordon, he's a 6'8, 220-pound graduate student from Mobile, Alabama, transferred in from Northwest Mississippi Community College, averaging about 12 points and five rebounds a game. Moorhead State under eighth-year head coach Preston Spradlin. He has won 134 games with the Eagles, and that places him third all-time in the coaching ranks at Moorhead State. His team is 20-5, topping the OVC at 11-1, 8-5 on the road. Moorhead State has won 18 of its last 27 straight. That includes Saturday's victory at home against Eastern Illinois, 69-57. By the way, Moorhead State is now number 20 in the collegeinsider.com mid-major poll. Starting lineup for MSU, two guards and three forwards at the point will be Drew Thelwell, 6'3" senior from Orlando, averaging 9 points, 3.3 rebounds. He leads the OVC with 157 per game, or rather per game. That'd be quite a feat in itself. 157 for the season, 6.3 per game, which does lead the OVC. He's ninth overall in the country in total assists. He also has 32 steals on the year. The two guard is Khalil Thomas, the UMass Lowell transfer, 6'5 graduate student from New Orleans, averaging about 12 points over four rebounds a game. On the front row, it's Riley Minix, Deontay Miles, and Eddie Ricks. Minix, a 6'7 graduate student at 230 pounds from Vero Beach, Florida, averaging 19.6 points per game. That's tops in the OVC. He's second in rebounding at 9.4. And he's also the reigning OVC Player of the Week and Newcomer of the Week. He's been the Player of the Week now five times and the Newcomer of the Week six times. As for Deontay Miles, the Xavier transfer, 7 foot, 240 pounds, a graduate student from Walton, Kentucky, averaging 6 points and nearly that many rebounds per game. And Eddie Ricks, a fine-looking freshman, 6'7", 205 pounds from Clarksville, Tennessee, averaging 7.4 points, 5.4 rebounds per ball game. Morehead State and Little Rock have met twice before, both those meetings last year when Little Rock joined the OVC. January of last year, Morehead State won at home 76-72, and then on February 9th, losing at Little Rock 72-68. Your officials for this contest, Steve Devine, Kevin Driver, and Kelly Davis. Morehead State at Little Rock. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden, coming back with more here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Morehead State at Little Rock. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Dean Harden as we size up this game. Morehead State will again be without the number two scorer on their roster, Jordan Latham, the 6'4 graduate student from Grandview, Missouri, averaging about 16 points a game, eighth best in the OVC. He's also eighth in rebounding at 6.6. Still battling that knee problem, Dean. Yep. This will be the third straight game he's had to sit out. But Morehead State somehow just keeps on rolling without him, and that's not to say they don't miss Jordan Latham. They're still playing very well, though, even though he's not on the floor.
Yeah, they are, and it's a little bit of they're holding things together with bale and wire and good intentions. This is going to be the fourth straight game now that, or actually the fifth straight game, that Morehead State's going to have a pretty short rotation. This will be the third straight game that they've missed for Miss Latham, and if you remember the last road trip, they were without Deontay Miles. He was out with that shoulder injury. He got the last home game before that. So, yeah, it's a short rotation. Going to miss Jordan, miss his offense. That's just, you know, one less weapon Morehead State has. But like you say, they've been playing very, very well.
Well, you mentioned that. Of course, Deontay Miles was out for a couple of games with a shoulder issue right before Latham went out. Morehead State kind of used to playing with a mix-and-match lineup. And you have to give credit to the two freshmen who've come in and played a lot of minutes for MSU. Eddie Ricks, who's now in the starting lineup, and coming off the bench and playing some backup point guard, Jerome Morton.
They've both been playing very, very well. And we've talked about it. I mean, Eddie Ricks III has been outstanding. He's basically the sixth man on this ball club now. And like you said, he's getting starts now with the short rotation. Been very impressed with the improvement we've seen out of Jerome Morton since first time I saw him is what, September in the practice gym, and then watching through the preseason and then through the early part of November and through the season. And he's really improved a ton. He's really improved on the defensive end, too.
Well, that's the key, I think, for Morehead State. Without Latham scoring, that means Drew Thelwell has to pick up his scoring, which he has been doing. Of course, Jerome Morton and Eddie Ricks will have to put some points on the board, too, as well. Riley Minix has been unbelievable. The last eight games, he's averaged over 23 points a contest. He was good before that. Now he's even better. There's an upper echelon for Riley Minix, I don't know where he can go from here, because right now they're about to name the player of the week honor after him, because he's constantly in the mix for that award, even when he doesn't win it. But for Morehead State, defensively is where they win this game, in my opinion, and
absolutely
on the glass. Yep. Morehead State, the top rebounding team, the top defensive team in the OVC. And when teams can't score against you, it's tough for them to beat you.
Yeah, and this Little Rock team is not a great rebounding team. Their last time out, they were up in Macomb, Illinois, and took out Western Illinois 63-30. But in that ballgame, they got out-rebounded 40-29. And it's so rare to see a team get out-rebounded, especially that margin, still get away with a win. Now, Western Illinois went stone cold down the stretch, had a couple bad turnovers, and credit Western Illinois. And I tell you, the thing that gets me with Western Illinois is they've got a two-headed monster in the backcourt with K.K. Robinson and Jameer Chaplin. Those two guys are the straws that stir the drink for the for Little Rock, and Morehead State's going to have to do some things to see what they can do to counteract that.
Well, Little Rock is not very deep either. We talk about Morehead State's rotation right now. Little Rock is only playing seven, maybe eight guys a game. So we could see maybe a lower scoring contest because the two teams still have to play a game on Saturday,
right,
and you don't want to wear yourself out in this ball game and cost yourself a chance to win on the weekend.
Absolutely, and I think what we might see is kind of like what we saw the last time Morehead played in Johnson Arena, and a guy like Zach Ayeyemi comes out and plays his best game of the year. I know that it was beyond his points, which was, I think that was his best point output of the year, but he gave Morehead State some great minutes defensively, probably the best defensive effort I've seen out of him and the best execution I've seen out of him all year, and he hit the boards real well. When he can do that, that gives Morehead State a really good tandem up front in the middle and clogging up the lane.
Well, when we look back at that EIU matchup, when you combine what EIME did along with Deontay Miles, they combined for 19 points to go along with seven rebounds out of the post. And if you can get that kind of total tonight at Little Rock, that bodes well for your other players. I think we'll have to see Khalil Thomas also hitting his usual threes. He leads the OVC right now. He's hitting per game almost three three-pointers, and I think it's 2.88 to be official.
Right.
But he's got to hit, I think, maybe four, maybe five of those to kind of loosen up that defense a little bit and keep the Little Rock defense honest in many respects.
I don't disagree. And Khalil, you know, he doesn't, you know, he's not one of those that's going to put up 21, 24 points a night, he's or even 19. But it seems like Khalil, his points come when, oh, boy, Morehead State needed a bucket. And it seems like he gets just big buckets and big threes. And I agree with you. I think that's something that absolutely Morehead State's going to need to see out of the young man from New Orleans tonight.
One thing to note, Morehead State has shot over 50% from the field in 13 games this season. That's the most 50% efforts in a season since 2001-02. And generally they win those. They're 41-2 over the last 4 years when they shoot 50% or better. So just something to keep an eye on and watch the stats, and we'll, of course, update you on those as the game goes on. Both teams out on the hardwood. Morehead State wearing the black traveling uniforms, white home uniforms with maroon numbers and letters for Little Rock, which wins the tip. Little Rock offensive end to the right. K.K. Robinson toward the top of the key. Off to Crocker Johnson. Toward the lane, Gordon. He'll turn, hook, miss. Offensive rebound, baseline right. Is Jefferson. He missed the putback, which is knocked out of bounds, and it will stay with Little Rock.
Eddie Ricks III did a pretty good job. He was in there battling, and I thought he saved it, but his toes were on the line.
Baseline right inbound comes to the near corner. Robinson back out to Chaplin. Chaplin, high left. It goes to Crocker Johnson. He'll move in free throw line, leave it for Chaplin. He'll shoot, miss. They try to save it in. Good job by Chaplin to throw it off a Morehead State player and back out of bounds.
Yeah, Jameer Chaplin just threw up an air ball, but he followed his shot. Nobody boxed out. And there was a little bit of miscommunication there with Morehead State's defense and left him a wide open pass to try to path to try to get right back to the goal.
Three to shoot, baseline right. Robinson inbounds along the near side. Off he goes to Chaplin. He'll fade out, fire a 19-footer. Offensive rebound, though, comes right back to Robinson to the goal, and he scores.
Well, Morehead State's going to clean that up. That's three opportunities that Little Rock had at the rim. They finally cashed it in.
Full court pressure, at least early, by Little Rock as Thelwell comes across the line. And now he's doubled as he gets to the logo and dribbles toward the left hash and back to his right to the emblem. Again, they try the trap on him. He'll dump it to Minix between the circles. Minix driving left to the lane, to the block, to the baseline. Looks to pass now and feeds it all the way back out to the timeline with 10 to shoot. Thelwell controls.
The Anthony Gordon has drawn the assignment on Riley Minix. He's given up about an inch, but he has really quick hands.
Here's a steal. Gordon, right angle drive on. Minix lays it up and in with the right hand, and it's 4-0 in favor of Little Rock. Morehead State off to a sluggish start at both ends on the first couple of possessions, and Preston Spradlin not happy with what he's seen. Across the line, Thelwell into a double team. Up top, Minix. Riley moves in left elbow. He'll fade and fire from there. In and out, no. Rebound inside the lane to K.K. Robinson. Robinson down central, left to right, works it high left. turns, looking for a screen on Thelwell to the near side. Jefferson and back out to Robinson toward the left. Crocker Johnson comes out for it. Crocker Johnson holding with 11 to shoot, wide left. Back out to the logo, coming right to left board. Robinson on the move, left wing for a three, and he hits.
It's a pretty good-looking shot, but K.K. Robinson just raises up high on that left wing and drilled it.
7-0 Little Rock. He's only a 32% three-point shooter. Thelwell the other way. Drives the near side. Back out to Minix, wide right. Far sideline, Thomas. Thomas a bounce and back out left to right. Ricks to the near side and Thelwell. He'll jack for three. High off the rim, no. Rebound inside the lane. Minix, Morehead State resets. Back to Thomas. Straight away, he'll fire a three. That scoops out, no. Right block rebound. Little Rock with the basketball.
Morehead State can't buy one right now.
7-0, they trail, and Little Rock has the ball. Straight away, there's K.K. Robinson for a triple. Off the iron, off the glass. Minix, the right block rebound to Thelwell. So Morehead State dodges a bullet there. We played 3 minutes. Morehead State has yet to score, down 7-0. Down the near wing, Thelwell on Robinson. Tries to get it to the cutting Ricks, batted right back to Drew. He'll turn right, come back to the near corner. Thomas, catch and shoot three, got it.
I like that misdirection play. Drew Thelwell went from high on the left wing up toward the top of the key and then immediately reversed it back to the left corner, and the defense was well off of Khalil Thomas.
There's a give and go back to Robinson. Drives left of the lane, gets up for a shot, knocked away, whistle foul against Morehead State. And that'll go on Miles, his first of the game on either team.
Yeah, Miles came over he was just a little late in recognizing what was going on, and K.K. Robinson did a good job just taking it straight up to the cup.
And Robinson will be at the line where he's very good, seventh in the OVC at 81.1%. He's lined right for two with his team up 9-3, or rather 7-3 on Morehead State. Robinson already with 5 points on a two-point goal and a three-point goal. First free throw with the left hand, it's in. That makes it 8-3.
Robinson started his career first 2 years at Arkansas and then transferred to Texas A&M where he played sparingly, and now coming back home to play for his hometown team, Little Rock.
Mikhail Mitchell, a 6'10 graduate student in now for Little Rock. Second free throw good by Robinson. It's 9-3 Trojans. Full court pressure by Little Rock is inbounding Minix from the baseline to Thelwell. They try the trap on him. Midcourt now it's stolen away. Down low it goes to Gordon. He lays it up, and it curls out. No. Thelwell pulls down the board for Morehead State. That's a bullet dodged right there.
Yeah, an uncharacteristically bad pass from Thelwell, trying to diagonal from deep back right, in the backcourt.
Right angle drive by Drew to the block, to the goal, and he scores it with a layup.
Okay, Drew, we'll let you off with a bad turnover. You made a nice play there.
9-5, Morehead down defending. Left wing, Jefferson holding, looking. Coming out for it, Mitchell toward the top of the key. Morehead State, man-to-man, right to left behind him. Robinson driving into Miles, spins a pass back out straight away between the circles, and Jefferson knocked away by Thomas, but Jefferson gets it back. Plays it toward the right elbow. Mitchell with 7 to shoot. He'll move in on Miles, fights to the goal, but lost the handle. Picked off by Minix. Morehead State coming the other way. Minix to the offensive end, down the right sideline, cuts left out front, goes left hash Thelwell.
Good job by Deontay Miles. Really stood up to Mikhail Mitchell and forced that turnover.
Thelwell down the near arc. Ricks bounce left to the lane. Minix, 13 to shoot. Minix to the lane. Turns left to the goal. Wow. Right-hander off the glass and in.
That was really quick feet by Riley Minix. Just reversed his field. Did a nice little spin move and a drop step.
And Morehead State's back within two. Minix with his first bucket. 9-7 to score. We played not quite 5 minutes. High left. Gordon holding. Out for it. Mitchell taking it left to the lane on Miles. Hands it to Gordon outside the block on Minix and Miles. Threw it back outside, now down low to Mitchell. He's grabbed by Ricks and a foul on Eddie. That's the first foul on Eddie Ricks, the second on Morehead State. And that should take us to immediate timeout, I do believe. We have 15:07 left to go in the first half at Little Rock. Morehead State trails 9-7. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Dean Harden. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
The Hinton Mills team started our annual Seed Days event over 40 years ago to help farmers get ready for spring. It's our biggest sale of the year on hay and pasture seed, fencing, hay wrap, baler twine, net wrap, high mag tubs, block, and mineral, oil and hydraulic fluid, and other farm essentials. Our goal is simple, to get the products our customers need into their hands at the best price available. But Seed Days is also about visiting with others from the farm community to share ideas and stories. Come for the sale, stay for the memories. Hinton Mills Seed Days, going on February the 19th through the 24th.
Morehead State trailing in Little Rock 9-7 with 15:07 to go in the first half. MSU and Little Rock split two games last year, 2 4-point decisions, each team winning on its own home floor. Morehead State, with that 20-5 record, the best start in 40 years. Little Rock baseline right, 20 on the shot clock inbounding after the Eddie Ricks foul. High arching inbound, high right to Mitchell toward the free throw line. Gordon on the catch with Minix on him. Toward the right elbow to Chaplin. Outside the right block, Mitchell. Morehead State doubles and now the ball knocked away, but somehow Chaplin got it back. He'll go baseline right to Mitchell, who slams it in.
Well, after Chaplin bobbled the basketball, Khalil Thomas got himself in a bad spot. Chaplin was able to go right around him. Then it was 2-on-1 against Zach Ayayemi, who's in there for Deontay Miles, and Big Zach just couldn't do much with it.
Minix out front from Thelwell. Works it high right. Thelwell comes out to take the ball up top, and he'll drive the right arc with his team down 11-7. Near side through the hands of Eddie Ricks. Pass way too high, and Morehead State with its third turnover. And Little Rock with a four-point lead gets the ball right back.
Interesting, Little Rock jumped that time. And when Thelwell got the handoff across the top of the key going to the right side, they jumped a double-team there, and they don't normally do that much. So I don't know how much film Morehead State had of them doing that.
Chaplin outside the left block on Ricks. They double him. He'll kick it out far side. Robinson cross-court high right to Douglas, who's just come in. Bradley Douglas, he'll drive in on Zach Ayemi. He'll turn, hook, and miss. Rebound, though, cleared away. Chapman, he'll take it back to his right, scoop it up, and score it.
I'll tell you what, right now, Little Rock is just wearing Morehead State out on the offensive glass. That's five offensive rebounds now, and that's way too many, way too early in the ballgame.
13-7, Thomas from the left wing tries a three that spins off the rim. Right block rebound, Little Rock, Gordon. Gordon to Robinson. Working up top, high right, driving on Thelwell toward the block, and we've got contact, I think a foul on Drew Thelwell, the man who's fouled the least in the country in Division I, but he commits one there, and that's his first, and for Morehead State, number three.
Isn't that a crazy stat?
That is a
crazy
stat.
I did not know that somebody thought to to figure that stat up.
Jerome Morton has checked in for Morehead State. Inbounding Chaplin from the right side with 24 to shoot. High right, he goes to Mitchell. Bounce outside the right block, Chaplin. One-on-one with Ricks, he'll turn left, come to the lane. Try to go up and under, but in a double team, baseline to the left. 10-footer put up and in by Crocker Johnson. Now it's 15-7.
Crocker Johnson just kind of found a little sweet spot down there in the short corner and just waited till the ball got to him. And kind of an odd sequence there for Little Rock. Spacing was terrible, but it worked out.
Minix, high left, takes the pass, fires up a three, it curls out, no good, rebound knocked to the floor, Ayemi has it, but he also knocked down Mitchell from Little Rock and picked up his first personal.
Yeah, Mikael Mitchell did a good job on Big Zach that time. He boxed out pretty well, and Zach didn't give him a huge bump, but just enough, and when Mitchell couldn't clear the basketball and went to the floor, the official had to call the whistle.
Little Rock up 15-7 with the ball, 13:09 to go in the first half. Morehead State not off to the best of starts. 3 of 11 from the field, 1 of 5 outside the arc. Chaplin brings it down central across the line, met between the circles by Ricks. Morehead State, the man-to-man toward the left wing. Off it goes to Douglas. Douglas outside the left block, and Chaplin on Ricks. He'll turn, fire from 15, rims off no, rebound tap off the hardwood, chased down by Thomas, took it from a Trojan player. Thomas coast to coast to the free throw line, kick left block. Here comes Jerome Morton to the goal with left hand left, no, tip try, no, tip try again. It ball is knocked around finally, Morehead State toward the far corner. Morton hustles and picks it up and is fouled.
Wow, if you don't succeed, try, try again. Morehead State had three or four times. They just kept the ball alive. They couldn't clear it, but they kept it alive, and finally an Eagle comes up away with the offensive board.
First foul on Little Rock belongs to Mikel Mitchell. Shot clock rewound to 20. Morehead State, right baseline, inbound. Minix, straightaway Thelwell. Drew holding, looking to Riley Minix coming out high left. Fires it back out to Miles, wide right to Thelwell. 12 to shoot. Now Thomas out for it. He'll bring it left to right between the circles. Far hash Thelwell. And out to the line. Thomas near side Morton. Left angle drive to the goal. Just lost the handle. Ball taken right out of his hands by Crocker Johnson. Morehead State's fourth turnover. Douglas has it for the Trojans. Near side to Jefferson. Cut off by Minix at the wing. And bouncing back out to Mitchell. Right to left. Jefferson behind him. He'll reset between the circles. And back to the logo he goes. Now driving on Minix. Gets into the lane. Turns with one hand from five. It rolls off. No. Mitchell a tip try. No. Whistle foul. Again, it's Morehead State.
Going to get Deontay Miles on that on the tip try. And Miles, that's his second foul, so he'll probably have to go to the bench. And it's a long way to halftime, 12:04 to go.
And number five on Morehead State. But again, the Eagles sluggish on the boards tonight.
Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth. I mean, Morehead State's just giving up way too much on that glass.
Mitchell a free throw. It's good. He now has 3 points. He's 72% from the free throw line. He's a transfer from Arkansas.
Mitchell's got a good touch for a big man, and now they're going to send him to the bench. Looks like he might have a cut or something on his hand, but he's got a nice soft touch, and he gets after it pretty good.
While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Well, they get Mitchell fixed up at the Trojans bench, and he'll come back to the line to the right to shoot his second free throw with his team up 16-7. 12:04 to go in the first half. In Little Rock. Free throw up and in. So he makes them both. 4 points for Mitchell. Morehead State will inbound against pressure. Ball comes into Thelwell. Douglas will check him down the floor. Now he runs back the other way and comes inside the half-court line. Thelwell gives it to Thomas at the left hash. He'll come back out front down to the near side, whips it off to Thelwell, and a foul away from the play. I think this is Crocker Johnson.
Yeah, Crocker Johnson was holding Riley Minix. Riley Minix was trying to do an exchange from the left wing across the baseline, and Crocker Johnson just was holding him.
Second foul on Little Rock, first on Jalen Crocker Johnson. We have a media timeout, 11:54 to go in the first half. Little Rock at home leads Morehead State 17-7. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week at Allen's IJ and Morehead include USDA whole bone-in pork butt roast is only $1.99 a pound. The 22-ounce container of Folgers coffee, just $7.99. Fresh, sweet nectarines and peaches, just $1.99 a pound. And our family skillet dinners are three for only $4. Great values while spending less at Allen's IJ. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IJA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Morehead State trailing at Little Rock 17-7, 11:54 to go in the first half. Let's go inside the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank. Morehead State only 3 of 12 from the field, 1 of 5 outside the arc, has yet to shoot a free throw. Out-rebounded by Little Rock 10-8. On the flip side, the Trojans 6 of 15 from the floor, 1 of 2 outside the arc, 4 of 4 at the line. MSU also with 4 turnovers to just 1 for the Trojans. And Morehead State right now looks like they're about a step slow in this game.
Yeah, they're just about, yeah, a step. Maybe not a full step, just a half a step. But you went into those numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank, and you talked about the rebounding advantage for Little Rock, 10-8, which doesn't sound bad. But the big key is that Little Rock has, of those 10 rebounds, 6 of them are off the offensive glass, and they lead Morehead State 6-0 in second-chance points. Morehead State's hitting the glass pretty good, but it's been tough sledding trying to get the ball go down.
Morehead State also, when you talk about points off turnovers,
yep,
down in that category, 6-2, and it looks like we've lost our feed for this ball game. We'll go ahead and step out once more. This is Basketball Tonight on the Eagle Sports Network.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty, and it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com, spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
And while we were away, Riley Minix hit a three, Morehead State down 17-10 with 11:04 to go in the half. Morehead State with a turnover by Drew Thelwell. Now number 5 for the Eagles in the ball game. And Little Rock has it backcourt near side. Douglas on the inbound drops it in the hop to Robinson. Behind the back dribble gets him across the timeline. On Morton, high right to Mitchell. Mitchell on EIM, he holds it toward the elbow. Short feed to his left, and Douglas with 15 to shoot. Thelwell checks him, high right, out for it. Crocker Johnson tries to move in, backing in on Minix near the free throw line. Far side, off it goes to Douglas. 5 to shoot, 4 to shoot over Thelwell. Shoots a 3, partially blocked by Drew. Mitchell trying to save it in, but does so to EIME, who got it to Morton. Morton across the line, right wing Thelwell. Morehead down by 7, 10:26 to play in the half. Right wing, Jerome Morton wants EIME. Instead, he goes back out to Thelwell to reset with 17 on the clock. Thelwell on the drive, got to the lane. The runner from 5, off the rim, off the glass, and in.
Pretty nice touch from Drew Thelwell. Got it to bounce off the rim a couple times, and it finally went down. But a nice little floater move, too. He was able to beat his man, got a half a step, just a little floater from 12.
Thelwell with 4, Morehead State within 5, playing defense. Up top, Mitchell toward the head of the key on EIME. Right to left behind him, Jefferson on the drive, left to the lane, spins right, kicks it off to the near wing. Douglas, right of the lane, Mitchell. Mitchell on EIME, tries to turn to the lane, hooks it home, and wow, he's fouled as he's knocked down by Zach. Zach's second foul, so you got both Morehead State big men. Miles and EIME now with 2. Morehead State with 6 as a group. Count the basket for Mitchell. He's got 6 points in the game and a free throw to come.
And that was just a great big boy move by Mikel Mitchell. Did a great job of just really just they kind of got it, dumped it down in pretty deep in the post, and then they just kind of left him ISO and just let him go, and he just ate up Zach EIME.
19-12 with a free throw coming for Little Rock as Mitchell will try to add to his team's advantage with 9:46 to go until the break. Mitchell squats down.
Mitchell's a good player. I mentioned he's been around a couple different places. He's battled injuries everywhere he's went, and he missed several games. He missed the early part of the season. He missed the first full month of November, and he's finally working his way back in.
Missed the second free throw. Morehead State the rebound. Minix high right. Goes off straight away. Thelwell for a triple. Off the glass, off the rim. No rebound. Jefferson in the paint for Little Rock. He'll take it. Left of the logo to the offensive end. Turn to the right side of the lane to the block for the baseline. Feeds up an air ball. Minix had it. Lost it, and they're going to call a foul on Morehead State against Jefferson on the shot. That's a late whistle.
It's Deontay Miles, and there was just a little bit of a bump there from Miles. I didn't know if they were going to get the foul or not, but he had to pick up off the screen, and he went up, and he gave a chest bump to Jefferson. Jefferson did a good job. He jumped right up into Deontay Miles, and Miles now with three.
He's got to come off.
And Morehead State may have to go real little.
I think they will, because you've got his backup, Iaimi, with two fouls. First free throw by Jefferson up and through. That's his first point.
Yeah, so Morehead State, as Miles goes out, Khalil Thomas comes back in. So you've got Riley Minnick on the basically running the five, if you were, a big stretch four. Eddie Ricks, the third, will go be the big forward. Khalil Thomas will run what we would consider the three. So Morehead State's going real small.
Jefferson's second free throw also good. Little Rock by 9, 21-12, with 9:25 to go in the half. That foul, by the way, on Morehead State was number 7. Little Rock also with 7. It says, but that's not right. They've only got 2.
I've got 2.
Yeah, that's not right for Little Rock. It is for Morehead State, though. 21-12, the score's right, unfortunately, for MSU. They're trailing by 9. Thelwell on the drive, right corner. Morton moves in. Wide left,
nice
open
pass.
Thomas. Catch and shoot three, rims off, no. Offensive rebound, Minix, a bounce, a turn with a one-hander. This rebound saved in by Jefferson as he barely held on with that one leg, was just about to fall out of bounds.
Yeah, he was walking a tightrope, wasn't he?
Crocker Johnson for a triple, top of the key. Missed it. Ricks aboard for Morehead State to Thelwell.
Beautiful box out by Ricks that time. Did a great job.
Morehead State needs a score. Only 5 of 18 from the field. Thelwell left to the lane. Back to his right. Clears it out to Ricks. Straight away for three. Off the iron, off the glass, no. Minix, an offensive rebound. Fouled as he took it down. And now
Crocker Johnson
will have his second and the third on the Trojans.
Crocker Johnson had a little bit of a hook on him during the rebounding accident. That's what they got. Kevin Driver saw it from the slot on the near side. I'm sorry, that was Kelly Davis who saw it from the slot on the near side.
Morehead State just 2 of 9 outside the arc.
Morehead State is 2 of their last 12 now from the field, 0 of their last 4. So
scoring drought of 2 minutes. Yeah, Morehead State inbounds with a fresh 20 in the shot clock. Thelwell high right, hands it right there to George Marshall, who's come in. Right hash, Thelwell to his left. Up top, Ricks, near side, Marshall.
Haven't seen George in a while.
Nope. Cross court toward the hash. Thelwell back out to Marshall. 5 to shoot. Left of the lane, Thomas toward the baseline. He'll drive in there, try the reverse layup and miss it. Crocker Johnson aboard at the right block for Little Rock. To Robinson. Robinson offensive end. Right side to Douglas. Down low, Gordon takes it to the hole with one hand. It's in on the spin move.
D'Antoni Gordon did a really good job. He made himself available on the low block. He was below the block, but he held off the defender real well with his hip, made good position, and he's quick enough to where once he got the ball, nobody was going to stop him.
MSU down by 11, first double-digit deficit to the Eagles tonight. Minix near side, Thelwell had a screen, instead turns right, comes free throw line, far side, Marshall open for a triple, back of the rim, no, rebound tapped around, left of the lane, Jefferson, or rather Robinson, clears it off for Little Rock. He'll work at the top of the arc to the right side, 15-footer with the left hand,
I'm sorry, Chuck. Morehead State now just 5 of 20, and they're 2 from 10 from behind the arc.
7:26 to go in the half. Morehead down by 11, plays offense. Man-to-man, Little Rock. Thelwell between the circles. Now they double him. Wide right, Ricks toward the far corner. Marshall tries to angle in, can't do it. Left to right out for it. Thomas, he'll drive in. Got tangled up in traffic. Goes down, whistle foul against Little Rock.
They got D'Antoni Gordon. He was coming over from a help position. He was guarding Riley Menickson. When the ball handler came through loose, he just was a day late and a dollar short getting there.
Fourth foul on Little Rock, and the first down Gordon, media timeout. 7:11 to go in the first half. Little Rock at home leads Morehead State 23-12. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a 3-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, gatewaycycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
Morehead State trailing with 7-11. Left to go in the first half at the Jack Stevens Center in Little Rock, Arkansas. Little Rock on top, 23-12. Morehead State just 5 of 20 from the field. Half their shots have come from outside the arc, and they've only made two of those. Rebounding, Morehead State has taken the advantage there at 15-14. The Eagles do have 7 offensive boards, but they really haven't been cashing in. 6 offensive rebounds for the Trojans, who are not really shooting it that great either. 8 of 21, no. That's only 38%. But it's good enough right now for them to lead by 11.
And the difference, too, is Morehead State has not attempted a free throw yet. Little Rock is 6 of 7 from the free throw line. They're pretty good free throw shooting team. That was the big difference last Saturday at Western Illinois. They shot several free throws late and made them, and that sealed the deal.
After the inbound, Morehead State, 20 on the shot clock. Marshall high right, wide left to Thelwell. Thelwell penetrates and then goes back out to Marshall. He'll drive in there, dump baseline right to Ricks off his hands. Off of Douglas, though, and out of bounds with 10 to shoot. Morehead State gets a break, will get the basketball back. Eddie was not ready for that pass.
Well, I was going to say, I think he thought George Marshall was going to go up, but he was getting ready to go out and try to follow on the rebound. And when it was a nice little slip pass that he gave to Eddie, but Eddie wasn't ready for it.
10 to shoot. Thelwell between the circles, controls. 7 to shoot, right side Thomas. He'll jump into a 24-footer, bangs off the rim, no free throw line rebound. K.K. Robinson for Little Rock. Down the floor, stolen by Thelwell. Thelwell with a 2-on-2 Morehead State break, slows it down, works right of the lane toward the block.
That's a bump.
And we've got a bump and a foul, and this should go against K.K. Robinson. Indeed, it does. His first, and for Little Rock, number 5.
That was a good job by Drew Thelwell. Morehead State really didn't have numbers, but they had it 3-on-3. So Drew Thelwell was just like a game of 3-on-3. The floor gets a lot bigger, and he found a little seam, drove down the right line of the lane and forced the foul.
Thelwell on the drive inside the lane. Baseline lane. Ricks, a fake. He'll fake again. Lay it up, miss it, partially blocked. Taken away off the hardwood by Chaplin.
Jalen Crocker Johnson did a good job staying on the floor. Riley Mennix went up first, and he went up there and just took and got the block.
Now Crocker Johnson toward the right elbow, controls on Mennix, 17 to shoot. Inside the lane, Douglas toward the right block, tries to work around Thelwell. Got it down low to Gordon. He has to slap it back out, left to the lane to Chaplin toward the right elbow. Crocker Johnson for a jumper, and he connects.
Well, talk about making some lemonade out of some lemons, because Little Rock really had nothing going on that possession, and they finally end up with a pretty nice elbow jumper.
25-12, Little Rock. Right hash Marshall, cross court Ricks. Down the right arc, he dribbles and hands it to Thelwell. He'll circle right, come back to the near side on the drive. Ricks for three, bang, he hits it.
Eddie Ricks the third, showing what he has done so very well in this freshman campaign of his. He is really, I think he's playing beyond his years.
Only a 31% three-point shooter for the year, but that one looked perfect as it hit nothing but the bottom of the net. Eddie's first points of the ball game, and that really helps Morehead State, still down by 10, though. And I think we've got a timeout taken.
Yeah, Morehead State took a 30-second timeout, and I don't know if Preston Spradlin saw something he didn't like, or maybe he just needed to give this squad a blow. Remember, they're playing with Miles, without Ayemi, who both have two. Well, Miles has 3 fouls. Big Zach has 2. And so they're basically playing with about now they're playing a 5-man rotation. That's who's left.
Right now, Preston Spradlin at the bench area, and he is giving it to his team at the moment. Probably trying to encourage them, if nothing else right now, saying, hey, come on, wake up, let's play some ball. We're still in this game.
Oh, yeah, they're still in it, no doubt about it. The rebounding battle, they've caught up with that 16-15 edge to Little Rock, but they're back in it, but now they're talking, you know, you have to make a run just to get it, just to get close, and then Little Rock has the run to get it back out to double digits. So we'll see what happens here. I've watched Little Rock a bit now, and they're prone to going stretches too, where scoring gets awfully tough for them.
Well, they're in the offensive end and scoring again. Crocker Johnson or Chaplin on the reverse layup.
Yeah, Chaplin started in the left corner and he just went by Khalil Thomas. There's a little bit of a rub screen there on the baseline and it left him just enough open that he can get it off.
27-15 Little Rock, 5:10 to go in the half. Marshall, high left. Thelwell, Eagles in the offensive end. Straight away, Thomas bounces the ball off his foot. Little Rock has it. Robinson down the floor. Douglas for the tomahawk slam at the other end.
Well, Bradley Douglas, he really started heading south really quickly when the pass went up to Khalil Thomas up top, and he never really had the handle of it, and as soon as K.K. Robinson got a handle on it, it was going the other way.
Sixth Moorhead turnover. Thomas straight away Ricks. MSU down by 14. Biggest deficit the Eagles have faced. Minix, one bounce, high right. Ricks, he'll shoot the three, air ball. Take it down off the baseline, off the hardwood. By Robinson, he'll drive the offensive end. Pull up, straight away three, left it short off the rim. Offensive rebound, Mitchell, they'll reset. He took it from Ricks. Goes baseline Robinson and out to Mitchell near the free throw line. Left to right behind him, Robinson with 12 to shoot, 4:17 to go in the half. Right of the lane, Robinson moves in. Back to free throw line, Mitchell, and he walked with it. And that's only the third Little Rock turnover.
It's interesting because Mikel Mitchell is the biggest dude on the floor now. And he could, he's got a, and Riley Mannix is going to draw the assignment to try to hold him off. And I'm kind of surprised they don't try to do some kind of something where they just post him and see if he can't go to work.
Thomas, near side backcourt, will inbound, 4:13 to go in the half. Moorhead down by 14. Thelwell down central. Right-hand dribble gets him across the timeline on Robinson, taking it down the left wing. Spins it back out to Ricks. Up the right sideline, Morton. Right block extended. The bounce to Minix. He'll turn to his right, take it to the goal. Off the glass and in with the right hand.
They just gave it to Riley Minix on the block extended, and they just cleared out, let him go to work on the freshman Crocker Johnson, and really nice job by Riley Minix.
He's got seven. Moorhead State within 12 defending. Now Mitchell runs into Minix, ball loose, but it rolls to the near side to Douglas. Little Rock keeps it with 16 to shoot. Now a foul away from the play.
Yeah, what happened was Minix and Jerome Morton got switched on that scramble, and Morton was sitting there trying to do everything in the world to try to guard on the Mikel Mitchell underneath, giving up about 6 inches.
Morton's first foul, Moorhead State's eighth, takes us to immediate timeout. 3:36 to go until the half. Moorhead State trailing at Little Rock 29-17. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead, is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best, the Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Moorhead State trailing late in the first half at Little Rock, 29-17, 3:36 to play. I'm Chuck Moraz with Dean Harden. Earlier tonight, the MSU women came from behind to beat Little Rock 50-47.
Shocker.
And, yeah, and now the Morehead State men will have to come from behind if they want to beat Little Rock.
I don't know what the temperature is in Little Rock, but it sure is cold in that gym for Morehead State. 7 of 25 from the field, 28%. 3 of 13 from three-point land, 23%.
Mitchell will be line right where he will have 1 plus 1. Mitchell in this ball game with 6 points, 2 of 3 at the line. Squats down, looks up, first free throw on the way, line drive is in. He now has 7, the lead is at 13.
Big man's got a good touch at the free throw line, doesn't he?
He really does. Averages almost 7 points a game. He's met that already. Mitchell with the next one, flips with the right hand. Perfect. Not for Morehead State, who trails by 14 with 3:38 to go in the half. Fellwell walks it up. Met at the timeline by K.K. Robinson. Man-to-man, Little Rock. Fellwell off the screen, moves high right. Back out to Minix between the circles. Up to left arc, Morton takes it. Flips it back out to Thomas. 14 to shoot, wide right, Fellwell. Toward the free throw line, Ricks down low. Minix, ball stripped away and a foul. This might be Crocker Johnson on the reach in.
I believe, and if I'm not mistaken, that's 3.
A foul will go instead on Chaplin.
Okay.
And for Chaplin, his first. And for Little Rock, team 6. That's a shooting situation for Riley Minix at the free throw line. He'll get 2. First one up and in.
Yeah, Chaplin was just coming down. He was in a help position, just came down to dig and just got Riley Minix across the arm as he was going up.
Crocker Johnson out. Gordon back in for Little Rock. Minix with a second free throw. He's 86.5% from the line this season. He nails that second free throw, and it's now 31-19. Morehead State could use a stop and a score. Well, a few of them. Get back in this ballgame. 3:12 to play in the half. Out front, Robinson bounced toward the left elbow. Gordon on Ricks. 16 to shoot. Gordon, free throw line, right to left for it. Robinson backs it up, wide right. High left, Douglas on Morton. Looking for help. Inside the lane, still on the way by Minix. Morehead State, a possible 3-on-2. Minix, coast to coast, the drive to left hand, reverse layup, score it.
That's a really nice job by Riley Minix. He read what was going on the defensive end and just jumped the passing lane and then took it all the way down. Nice little hesitation and reverse layup on the other end.
11 for Riley. Morehead State now back within 10. Robinson, free throw line, driving to the block. Feeds it up high off the glass, off the rim. No rebound, slapped to the hardwood. Taken away, though, by Robinson. Wide right to Chaplin. He'll take it right at the lane. On the runner, he missed it off the rim. Minix takes down the board for Morehead State.
Wow.
2:16 to play in the half.
Looked to me like there was quite a bit of contact there when Chaplin went down to the lane, and there was some contact there between he and Eddie Ricks the third, but no whistle.
Fellwell angles in, goes high right to Thomas. He'll drive in, take it to the goal with a layup, score it.
Nice job by Khalil Thomas. Instead of settling for the three, Little Rock, they got a little disorganized in their defensive scheme, and they left a wide-open pass for Khalil Thomas. He took it.
5 points for Khalil, 31-23. Morehead State defends down by 8. High right, Mitchell hands it, coming around. Douglas for the ball, goes to the corner. He has a teammate right there in Chaplin. Now gives Chaplin the ball. He lost it. Now the ball rolls out of bounds at the right baseline. And let's see who they give it to. Oh, they're going to give it to Little Rock? I know you were pointing the other way.
Wow, I thought that the Little Rock
player
was
the last to touch. Boy, I'd like to see a replay, wouldn't you?
I would, too. I would love to see it because, I mean, Kelly Davis was right there. He was in position, but sometimes it happens really quickly. I thought it was Morehead State basketball.
9 to shoot. Little Rock with the right corner inbound at the baseline. Out it goes to Mitchell, wide right. Free throw line, back for the goal. Gordon on Ricks. See if he plays it down. No, right of the lane. Chaplin on the drive on Morton. Ball stripped away, out of bounds, and it will be Morehead State basketball as Chaplin had the ball go off his leg.
Eddie Ricks did a great job. He came at it from a help position. He was playing gap, and then he came back, and as Chaplin went by, he kind of reached back and just banged it off his knee.
Well, Morehead State down by 8, 1:29 to go until halftime, has the ball. Fellwell unopposed toward the timeline as he comes across. Robinson waits for him there. Fellwell through the logo toward the left hash, man-to-man Little Rock. He'll take it down the left arc. Drew turns right, circles out front. Near side, Thomas, left angle drive, puts up the five-footer air ball, throws it off of Mitchell, but the ball ricochets to Douglas, and the Trojans have it. Douglas to the right side. Robinson splits to Eagles, takes it to the goal, and threw up an air ball on a short-range shot. I don't think he knew where he was.
I think Riley Minnix got a piece of it, too. I'm pretty sure Minnix got a block on that.
So Thelwell has it for Morehead State. Inside a minute to play in the half. Near corner, Ricks. Baseline. Inside, wide open for the layup. It's Minnix.
The big bucket for Morehead State. Now, don't look now. Little Rock, I said they could go stretches where they have a hard time scoring. It's been a little over 3 minutes now since the Trojans have scored.
13 points for Riley Minnix. MSU down by 6, 31-25. 30 seconds to go in the half. 15 to shoot. K.K. Robinson out front working on Thelwell toward the left elbow. To Mitchell, left to right behind him for the handoff. Robinson comes to his left. Stop and pop from 15, in and out. It leaks off the iron, no good. Rebound Morton for Morehead State. The Eagles have it, 14 seconds to play in the half.
Boy, that ball hung on the front of the iron for a long time before coming off.
Thelwell drives the left side, gets to the baseline, to the block, to the goal. Shot rejected as he got inside. Ricks, though, taps the ball, got it to Thomas. 2 seconds to go, the long three, yes, sir! From about 30 feet, Khalil Thomas cuts the deficit for Morehead State to just 3 points at the buzzer. Wow, what a shot by Khalil, who has 8 points now.
And what a finish from Morehead State. Little Rock goes the last over 3.5 minutes of the half without scoring, and Morehead State's right back in it.
Your score at the half at Jack Stevens Center in Little Rock, Arkansas. Little Rock, 31. Morehead State, 28. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Dean Harton coming back with our halftime report in just a moment here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Jack Stevens Center in Little Rock, Arkansas, trailing at the half to Little Rock, 31-28. No, we're not happy that they're down by three, but yes, we are in a sense because MSU went on an 11-0 run over the last 3:17 of the half to erase what had been a 14-point deficit and knock it down to three. Little Rock went the last 3 minutes and 36 seconds of the half without a score.
Good turnaround, and Morehead State, and I mentioned it coming out of that last media, how it's just been a slog offensively. Morehead State could not buy a bucket. And then finally they started hitting some baskets, and like I said, Little Rock, and I feel like I was prescient because I said I've been watching them, and I watched some of their games, and they can go stretches that scoring is awfully hard, and that's what we saw. A couple things. Morehead State started hitting the boards much better, keeping Little Rock off the offensive glass much, much better. Little Rock had, 6 second chance points. All of those were in the first 5 minute segment of the game. Since then, Morehead State's done a lot better, especially I'd say the last 6-7 minutes. They've really kept Little Rock off the glass and scoring. The other part of it, is they've quit fouling so much, and they haven't had Little Rock on the free throw line that much.
Let's go ahead and look at all the numbers, courtesy of our friends at Whitaker Bank. First of all, for Little Rock, in the first half, they were led by Mikel Mitchell. He came off the bench for 8 points. 7 points coming from their star, K.K. Robinson. Then 4 points each, DeAnthony Gordon, Jalen Crocker Johnson, and Jameer Chaplin. 2 points each, Jordan Jefferson and Bradley Douglas. The Trojans, 11 of 29 from the field. That factors out to 37.9%, 1 of 5 outside the arc. At the free throw line, very good, 8 of 9. Out-rebounding Morehead State, 20 to 19. Little Rock with 8 offensive boards to go along with 6 assists, 5 turnovers, 2 blocks, 4 steals. Looking at Morehead State's chart, the top scorer and the top scorer in the game, Riley Minix, he's already got 13 points in the contest. Only 4 players for MSU scored. Khalil Thomas next with 8, Drew Thelwell with 4, Eddie Ricks with 3, Deontay Miles, Jerome Morton, Zach Iaemi, and George Marshall got on the floor but did not score. Morehead State, 11 of 31 from the field, 35.5%, 4 of 4, 4 of 14 outside the arc, and 2 of 2 at the line. MSU, as we mentioned, out-rebounded 20 to 19. The Eagles did have 8 offensive rebounds to go along with 4 assists, 6 turnovers, 2 blocks, 3 steals. At the half, Morehead State down at Little Rock, 31-28. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is a helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill. I'm joined by Dr. Roma Prindle, founder and director of OperWorks at MSU. Roma, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, OperWorks has been around for 30 years. You are the founder. Can you tell us a little bit first about what the need was that you saw across campus that this fills?
Yeah. When I came here, there was no ensemble or opportunity for voice majors to do stage work, like musicals and operas. And so I got right to work and got that going the first year.
This gives students, I'm sure, so many opportunities, cultural experiences. What is the benefit to them?
Well, singing in an opera or even a music theater production requires a lot more from each person than they might normally be responsible for in like a choir or other ensemble like that. It's a lot of it is solo singing. It's all from memory, and you can't just stand there and sing. You have to bring a character to what you're doing on stage, and so that really stretches a young person to to get into that aspect of the music that they might not normally need to do.
Are these fully realized operas with costumes, and like, what's the experience of viewing one?
Yeah, we have a very small or non-budget. We pretty much furnish our own costumes. We make very tiny sets. We've done many different kinds of productions. Last fall, we sang over in the Space Science Center, and there's no room for anything but just standing and singing there. Mm-hmm. But our scenery was the universe.
So if anybody wants to catch some of these opera performances, do you do end-of-semester showcases, stuff like that?
Well, this semester, we're doing a couple shows. We're doing one in March up at Jesus Our Savior Catholic Church, and it's going to be more of a kind of an elegant evening. And that's in thanks for them giving us a place to perform last year when there was, if you remember, March 3rd, the storm that tore through this part of the country. Mm. We couldn't perform in Baird, so we performed up there. And so we're thanking them again for that venue. Then at the end of this semester, we're going to do an operetta, Trial by Jury. And it will be our first full production since right around COVID time. Yeah.
Mm. And what do the students tell you about performing in this kind of way? I don't think there's many opportunities outside of your program to do that in this region, right?
Not that I know of. There are musicals that they can perform in, but the closest opera I know, it might be in Lexington or maybe over in Huntington. Marshall University, I think, mm-hmm. does some once in a while. But we've done full productions, like we did The Magic Flute.
Yeah.
And in fact, that was double cast. We've done La Boheme. We've done lots of Gilbert and Sullivan, you know, Pirates of Penzance and HMS Pinafore. And that's really one of my favorites is Gilbert and Sullivan. So, yeah, we've done all kinds of stuff.
And where can people find more information?
Well, they can email me or at, you know, r.prindle@moreheadstate.edu. Or give me a call or stop by.
All right. Well, Dr. Prindle, thank you so much for being here today.
Happy to be here.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Dr. Roma Prindle, founder and director of Opera Works at MSU. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with TicketSmarter, a proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio. TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale, all backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think TicketSmarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morehead State trailing by just three as we point toward the second half at Little Rock, 31-28 the score. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Dean Harden. Dean, as you look at this game for Morehead State. We saw the energy level for the Eagles picking up late in the first half. They started to play better defense, were better on offense. They hit six of their last 11 shots. That energy, I think, if they can maintain that in the second half, they should be in pretty good shape as we head toward the wire in this game.
Yeah, I mean, Little Rock's a good ball club. We talked about it pregame. We talked about it during the game. Yeah, they're a good team. But, yeah, Morehead State started hitting some shots. You said six of their last 11. And when the ball's going in the basket, things look a lot better all the way around. I mentioned as we went out, they did a much better job on the glass down the stretch, limiting those second chance points so much. And we talked about it. I think one of the big things is the Morehead State's bigs got to be able to stay on the floor this half. They've got to give more minutes between them. Eiemi and Deontay Miles, between them, have given, 10 minutes of play. And so we got to have them on the floor just for anything, but we need them really on the glass, too. So I think that's going to be a big thing.
Limiting those second-chance points and second-chance opportunities for Little Rock, too, as well.
Yep.
All right, our score at the half, 31-28. Morehead State down by three. I'm Chuck Meraz. Along with Dean Harden, we'll come back with our second stanza in just a moment on the Eagle Sports Network.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled RITEWAY, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
We'd like to invite you to Hinton Mills' 41st Annual Seed Day Sale, February the 19th through the 24th, at all six Hinton Mills locations. It's our biggest sale of the year on hay and pasture seed, fencing, Baylor twine and wrap, high mag products, oil, hydraulic fluid, and more. We'll be having a special lunch event on Monday, February the 19th at our Maeslick Mill location. $5 a plate, and it's a fundraiser for the Mason County FFA. Special guests will include Ag Commissioner Jonathan Shell, Miss Kentucky, and others. We hope to see you at our big sale, Seed Days, starting Monday, February the 19th.
Second half to start. We expect the two starting lineups to be on the floor. It will be Morehead State with the basketball. Thomas inbounds, midcourt, drops it to the backcourt. The Thelwell comes through the logo across the line, right hash Thomas, and back out to Thelwell toward the left, and Ricks at the hash, and back out to Thelwell. He'll play it down. And now alley-oop, a slam by Minix. What a way to start the second half. Morehead's within one.
It was a neat little play. Riley Minix just kind of did a jab cut out toward the wing and then immediately went back door, and nobody was around him.
Crocker Johnson, free throw line, guarded by Minix there. Morehead in that man-to-man, which they love to play. And now a foul away from the ball as Ricks got tangled up with Chaplin, and Eddie will pick up his second personal first foul on either team in the second half.
That was weird because Chaplin and K.K. Robinson both end up down here in the left-hand corner down by the baseline, and they were just kind of a little wide, and Thelwell was there with Robinson, and Ricks was there with Chaplin, and they just kind of did a little circle around, and boom, there we were.
K.K. Robinson baseline left with a fresh 20 on the shot timer will inbound. Not sure what's going on here. Now they've taken the ball. They're talking to Morehead State's players, and Zach Eiemi is in that ballgame for Miles, and Minix has got him over toward the baseline and talking to him a bit, maybe some words exchanged.
I think between Eiemi and DeAnthony Gordon, and they just kind of went in together, and then Kevin Driver, I think, just gave them both warnings.
Jefferson from the right corner after an inbound, tries a three and missed it. Rebound by Gordon, and he lost it out of bounds at the baseline. Actually, that was an air ball that Gordon tried to take down, and he lost it.
Okay, so they had Class A technicals against both of them. Of course, those offset, that's why we don't have free throw being shot.
Ricks down low. Minix a fake, a lamp, and he's got two more points.
Really nice window screen for Riley Minix as he started out basically in the keyhole. They just did a little window screen. He curled around. He was wide open.
MSU up by a point. First time tonight the Eagles have led. Here's a free throw line jumper by Jefferson, and he'll give the Trojans the advantage by one. He's got 4 points. 33-32 Little Rock. Thelwell left to right across the midcourt line. They run the trap at Drew. Outside the right hash, he stops. He clears it down low, and it's stolen inside the lane by Jefferson. Jefferson on the run right to left across the timeline toward the far hash. Stops at the wing on Thomas. Pulls it back out to Douglas. Douglas holding. Head of the key. Crocker Johnson. He holds high and looks with 15 on the timer. Left to right behind him. Robinson takes the ball toward the left elbow. Moves in. Fades and fires from 18. Nope. Off the front of the rim. Rebound Minix. Bounces behind him to Thomas and ahead. Left of the logo. Offensive end. Thelwell.
Bradley Minix. Just another monster night out of him.
How many rebounds does he have?
14 now.
Well, he's got another double-double.
I'm sorry, 13. Or 11 boards, 17 points.
13th double-double of the season. Best in the OVC. Moorhead offensive end. Ricks at the right wing and out to Thomas. Thomas between the circles. Wide left, Thelwell. Five to shoot. He'll turn right. Four to shoot. Pass inside to EIM. He knocked away and stolen away by Little Rock as Crocker Johnson took it. Now with the ball. Douglas, and his pass knocked away. Minix has it down the floor to a wide-open Thelwell. Drew to the hole with a two-hand dunk.
Well, Drew Thelwell gave it away then just a trip before, but he did a good job, got hands in the passing lane, and then Riley Minix was there to clean it up, shoot it off to his buddy from Orlando, and he lays it in.
34-33, MSU by one as we seesaw back and forth. Gordon at the head of the key on EIME. Right to left behind him, Jefferson straight away for three, and he rattles it down.
Not good communication defensively that time at Moorhead State as Jefferson ends up on a curl at the top of the screen, top of the key, and nobody was even close.
36-34, Little Rock. Thelwell toward the left hash, runs away from a trap. Near side, Thomas. He'll angle in free throw line, wide left, Thelwell. Again, they try to run a trap at him, and now the ball is kicked as Gordon tried to go for the steal, and Moorhead State will get the ball back on an inbound.
It's interesting. A lot of times what they're doing now, they're running two people at Drew Thelwell and trying to get the ball. I think what they're doing is trying to get the ball out of his hands.
And we have a timeout on the floor. 16:59 to go in the ball game. Early in the second half, Moorhead State trailing at Little Rock 36-34. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Every sandwich has bread. Every burger has a bun. But these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best, the Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Smart food shoppers know quality, convenience, and value, and that's what you'll always find when shopping at Allen's IGA. Fresh USDA store ground beef from Round is only $4.59 a pound. 2 pounds of fresh strawberries are just $5. And the 14-ounce carton of Häagen-Dazs ice cream is only $4. Don't miss these specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Moorhead State was down by just three at the half. Actually, they've taken a couple of one-point leads here early in the second half, but now down by two, 36-34 at Little Rock with 16:59 to go, so a lot of basketball left to play. Earlier tonight, the Moorhead State women had to come from behind, but they won 50-47.
Talk about the cardiac kids, huh, that Moorhead State women team?
Oh, yeah.
Coming down very late and eking out a win. And then the last time we saw him in Johnson Arena, that four overtime Homerian epic. Too bad they got beat, but it was a wild one.
Trying to pick up who Moorhead State has sent out on the floor. You see Minix, EIME, and who else?
Thought I saw Ricks come out.
Ricks is out there. I'm sure Thelwell's probably still out there.
It was, yeah, Thelwell and Thomas, looks like.
Ricks from the right side with a fresh 20 on the shot timer. Wide left, flips it out to Thomas. Free throw line, Minix. Kick out far side. Thomas catch and shoot three. Lip of the rim, a miss. Rebound put back, yes, by Minix.
Riley Minix right plays at the right time. He was just standing there, and nobody really from Little Rock did much to put a body on him, and he just stuck a paw out, got it, and stuck it right back in.
And we're tied at 36. Riley with 19 points. Offensive end with the basketball, Crocker Johnson. Back behind him, Douglas moves in right elbow. He'll jump, shoot, miss. Rebound inside the paint. Guess who? Riley Minix again.
It's pretty good defense from Morehead State that time. Douglas had that elbow jumper, but really had a hand in his face, and that's, you know, you'll accept that.
Eagles have a chance to take the lead. Thelwell on the drive. Kick out near side. Ricks, he'll catch fire. Three, back of the rim, no. Long rebound toward the free throw line. Douglas, two-hand board for Little Rock. He'll bring it across the line himself. He'll drive down to the right block toward the corner. Gordon from 17 hits the jumper.
It was a really nice job, I thought, that time by Bradley Douglas. As he beat Fellwell out front, drew the defense, and just a kick to the right side. He did a really good job. Here's that double team again.
And now Fellwell with his seventh turnover of the game as he threw it away at the left hash intended for Minix in the offensive end. And I've got to believe Drew Fellwell is just a little bit on the tired side. You never see him make passes like this, we've seen tonight.
Yeah, I think he's a whole lot on the tired side. But what he's asking for, he turned around and was looking at Minix and Eddie Ricks, saying, look, they're doubling up top, so you've got to come out higher on the wing and help me out.
38-36, Little Rock with the lead in the ball. High right, Mitchell. Mitchell moving in, right elbow on Zach Iyemi. Pushing his hand out of the way, backs it up on the hop to Robinson. Right elbow, Douglas comes back for it. Douglas on Ricks, 11 to shoot, free throw line. Jefferson fires a jumper, missed it. Knocked down, whistle foul against Morehead State's Khalil Thomas. His first, Morehead State's third. Jefferson will get two line left.
Just really kind of a little flex action that time for Little Rock. They were just going on either side of the lane and up curl cuts. And finally they found Jefferson and had just a step on Khalil Thomas, and Khalil hit him right in a kisser.
Jefferson, 7 points, 86% from the line on the year at 30 of 35. Now make him 31 of 36 as he cans the first freebie, and we'll have a second. Jefferson not really a scorer, but tonight he's getting his points. His team by three, lines up the second free throw, puts it in.
Jefferson puts up a nice looking shot. Now here's some pressure, full court for Little Rock.
4-point lead for the Trojans. Down the floor it goes, high left to Minix from Ricks. Bounce back behind him, Fellwell, to set up the offense with 22 on the timer.
Morehead State decides just throw over that press and go ahead and beat it that way. I'm trying to get through it.
Fellwell on the drive, left of the lane. Far corner, Ricks tries to angle in, takes it to the paint, to the right block, scoops and scores!
Nice little hesitation move by Eddie Ricks III, and he's a very athletic young man, and he made that look very nice.
Five for Eddie. Morehead State within two defending. Head of the key, Mitchell. Wide right toward the hash, and Robinson back to Mitchell. Mitchell on Iyemi. Holds high, looks, wants Douglas on the cut in the lane, got there to the right block. Douglas cut off by Minix, back to the trailing Mitchell. He'll go to the goal, miss the layup, rebound, Morehead State, Zach Iyemi. To Minix at the left sideline. He'll do it himself offensive end toward the left hash. Pound it down, right to left up top for it. Thelwell comes for it. Thelwell driving, far side, Ricks, cross court, Thomas. He'll angle in free throw line, got to the goal, puts it up, partially blocked, and out of bounds it goes. I think that was
Jefferson,
yeah, with a nice block right there.
It was a very nice block by Jordan Jefferson.
So Morehead State will have a baseline left inbound. Coming over to help on that defense, though, was Crocker Johnson, so essentially they did have Thomas double-team.
Yeah, they did.
Baseline left with 13 to shoot on the inbound. Minix out to Fellwell. Fellwell, left of the emblem, plays it down as he surveys the defense. To the right side, Minix. To the near corner, wide open, Thomas stepping left. He'll fire a three and drop it down.
Much needed for Morehead State is Khalil Thomas. We mentioned it early. Doesn't get a ton of points every night, but he seems to get big, big buckets.
He's got 11. Morehead State with that basket goes up by 1, 41-40, 14:04 to go. Right of the lane, Mitchell in on Miles. Can't get to the block. Kicks it out to Robinson toward the near corner. Three ball put up by Jefferson. In and out, no. Ricks the board. To Thelwell, Morehead by one.
Good job by Deontay Miles early in that possession, cutting off baseline on Mitchell, and that set up the defense for Morehead State the rest of the possession.
Thelwell skips it down the right arc to Ricks. Down low at the block to Minix. Knocked away, he'll track it down in the right corner, drive the baseline. Here comes Minix to the goal. His shot rejected by Mitchell, taken away by Robinson. Little Rock right to left. Euro step by Robinson. His shot blocked by Ricks. Board taken away by Miles.
It's big boy basketball. If you take it to the rack, you better take it strong on either end of the floor. Mitchell on the other end, Ricks on the on this end.
Fellwell works it high right with his team up by one, over 13 minutes to go. Wide right, Minix. He'll fake the three, back up. Now he'll step into a 19-footer, in and out. In the paint, the board, Mitchell for Little Rock. To Jefferson at the right sideline. He'll jog it to the right of the logo to the offensive end for the Trojans. They're trying to spread the floor on Morehead State right now. Down by one with 12:55 to play. 17 on the shot clock. Head of the key, back to the goal, Mitchell. Now he faces up on Miles, hands behind him, right to left for the basketball, Robinson. Far side to Crocker Johnson. He'll hold and go back out to the logo, and Robinson five to shoot. Robinson steps into a straightaway three, off the iron, off the glass, no, free, or left of the lane, the rebound, Thomas. The far side offensive end, the Ricks down low, cutting Minix, reverse layup, score it.
Well, Riley Minix ran the floor so beautifully that time, and he got paid off on it.
21 for Riley Minix. Morehead State by three. That's the Eagles' biggest lead of this ball game because they've been trailing most of the night. Little Rock offensive end, high right Mitchell, backed off Miles. He'll try to back inside the paint. Now we've got a foul away from the ball. This is on Eddie Ricks, and that'll be Eddie's third. And we have a media timeout. 12:13 to play in the ball game at the Jack Stevens Center in Little Rock, Arkansas. OVC action finds Morehead State ahead of Little Rock 43-40. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
12-11 left to play in this ball game in Little Rock. Morehead State trailing to the Trojans, 43, or rather leads the Trojans, 43-40. Excuse me, I'm so used to saying that they've been trailing. It's hard to remember that they're actually ahead, but that's a good thing. Well, we have a moment. Let's go ahead and step aside for 10 seconds and station identification. It's basketball tonight here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Morehead State in the second half, 7 of 12 from the field. Little Rock, 3 of 10. That's one reason why Morehead State has come back and taken the three-point lead at 43-40.
Another big stat that jumps out to me early here, Morehead State with a 9-3 edge on the glass in this half. And we talked about it. Morehead State got really off to a sluggish start, especially on the glass and shooting. Much, much better to start this second half.
Little Rock, baseline left on the inbound, 20 on the shot clock. Douglas wants to put it in play, throws it all the way out to the logo. On the catch there, it's Kaplan. Out for it, right to left, Douglas. 16 on the shot clock. Up top, Mitchell faces up now on Miles toward the free throw line. He'll take it toward the left elbow. Off it goes to Kaplan, moves in, he traveled with it.
Yeah, Chaplin was just coming across on a curl, and just looked like the handoff was real clean, and he gets caught for the travel.
So Morehead State by three with the ball. Fellwell comes down the middle and across the timeline on K.K. Robinson. Little Rock man-to-man. Bounce outside the left elbow. Minix to the near side, and Fellwell. Fellwell looking inside. Back out to the line, and Thomas a bounce far side. Morton wide left. Minix back out. Wide right, Thelwell. 10 on the shot clock. They run the trap at him. Back to Minix. He'll take it down the right baseline. Fake once, twice. Put it up off the glass on the layup. And on the board it goes.
Really pretty job by Riley Minix. He really relocated. Got down to the baseline. Made himself available for that diagonal pass.
23 points, Riley Minix. Morehead State by 5. Up top, Robinson works around Thelwell. Takes it left to the lane. Pulls up at the block. Fades, fires. Rims off, no. Minix taps the rebound to Thelwell. The Eagles want to push it left to right. Thelwell, jump feet, far side, Morton. He'll drive the angle, and what do we have here?
I believe he stepped on the sideline over there.
Yeah. They put those white lines out there for a reason. They're really big and hard to miss.
Yeah.
Morehead State with its 11th turnover. Conversely, the Trojans have 8. Douglas, right in front of the MSU bench, inbounds backcourt to Robinson. Robinson, right of the emblem, offensive end, back to the line, and Douglas near side. To Chaplin. Chaplin holds high, goes to Mitchell toward the top of the lane. Take it left of the lane to the block. Spins it back out, high left. Robinson, 15 to shoot. Robinson down the wing with a drive. Spinning, looking. Thelwell all over him. Kicks back to the near side. Douglas has to come and help. Douglas with 5 to shoot. Fires the 3 over Morton. Rims off, no. Tapped up and in, though, by Gordon, who was not blocked off at all.
Well, what happened was Riley Minix was right there with him, and Riley Minix ran into a Morehead State player as Gordon was trying to crash the glass. And don't look now, but that was the first bucket the Little Rock has scored in over 4.5 minutes.
8 points for Gordon. Morehead State up by 3, plays offense. Left hash, Thomas from Thelwell. Skips inside the lane, Miles. Turns, dumped to the near side. Pass tip, stolen by Gordon in the lane. To Robinson, long feed all the way down the floor to Mitchell. Lost the ball, but off of Miles out of bounds, and Little Rock will retain the possession.
Yeah, and they've got a foul on Deontay Miles as Mikhail Mitchell ran the floor, and I think that was a block shot rather than a pass. But as soon as he blocked it, he went south and went straight to the basket, and then he was in a full sprint to the basket. And when they lobbed it into him, and Deontay Miles, he just got him in the back and pushed him.
Fourth foul on Deontay Miles. Morehead State with 5 as a team. We have a media timeout. 10:08 to play in the ball game. Morehead State leads at Little Rock 45-42. I'm Chuck Mraz with Gene Harden. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Welcome back. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden. 45-42, Morehead State leads at Little Rock with 10:08 to go in this barn burner. Morehead State trailed by as many as 14 points in the first half, battled back, got within 3 just before the break, and has now taken the lead. As we go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank, Morehead State in the second half, 8 of 14 from the floor, 1 of 3 outside the arc. Overall shooting at just over 57% for this half, 42% for the game. Little Rock is 5 of 14 this half. That's under 36% for the game. They're at 37%. Little Rock has it. Baseline left. Douglas will inbound. I keep wanting to call him Buster. 27 on the shot clock. Inbound left elbow. Mitchell on the catch on Ricks. Check that EIMing. Back behind him, right to left, coming in. Free throw line jumper. Robinson, he cans it. And the lead is now just one for Morehead State.
Nice little play. Robinson just came up on a curl from the baseline and rubbed off a screen. He was wide open.
Robinson with nine. Now Thomas is back tapped by Douglas. Ball stolen in the far corner as Douglas tracks down the loose ball. Morehead State with 12 turnovers, now protecting a one-point advantage. Mitchell toward the top of the arc, holding high. Back behind him, Douglas wanted the pass, but right on top of him was Morton. He couldn't get it. Right wing. It's Chaplin moving in the lane. 10-foot runner. No. Rebound slap near side. Douglas. Left of the lane. Mitchell. Straight away. Gordon from 18. Missed that jumper off the glass. Rebound ricochets away to Riley Minix of MSU. To Thelwell. Thelwell left of the emblem to the offensive end with 9:16 to play. Left hash. Off it goes to Thomas down the far side. Back to Thelwell at the sideline. And now something away from the ball. Mitchell may have been holding Minix.
Well, Minix came over in a cut and they switched on the baseline and Mitchell. Minix was trying to get to the block, and Mitchell just grabbed him.
And for Mitchell, that'll be his second foul for Little Rock, team two. Minix inbounds, and now the ball is tipped by Robinson. Douglas with it. Down the floor he goes for the layup, and Little Rock has the one-point lead at 46-44. Morehead State's 13th turnover.
Yeah, Little Rock turning in some defense into some offense, and Morehead State been pretty loose with the basketball tonight. They've done a much better job as of late taking care of the ball. But
Minix,
tonight's been a slog.
High right for three, and he cans it. Morehead State regains the advantage. Took the pass from Thelwell, and Minix continues to pour it on tonight. Riley, 26 points. 48-46 MSU, 8:40 left to play. Little Rock, offensive end to the left. Left elbow, Mitchell from Robinson, holding, looking. EIME with it. Left to right. Head of the key, Douglas, knocked away by Thelwell. They dive for it. Little Rock comes up with it. Robinson has it. Right of the lane, Gordon. He'll drive the angle, put it up on the layup. Baseline left, miss it. Minix the board for Morehead State. Nearly knocked away from behind by Chaplin. Riley protects the ball and brings it to the offensive end, then loses the ball to Chaplin, who will come the other way, one-on-one with Thelwell. Back to Gordon. He comes. His pocket picked by Drew Thelwell. Down the floor for the dunk at Zach Iyemi.
And Little Rock head coach Darryl Walker is beside himself. He was screaming at Steve Devine for a whistle on three straight trips.
Zach's first 2 points give Morehead State the four-point lead with 7:53 to go. Near side, Douglas on Morton. Kicks it back out. Straight away, Robinson. Now we've got a stoppage in play. I think there's a problem with the clock.
No, it's moisture in the floor, it looks like. Regardless, that's going to take us to a timeout.
Let's go ahead and take that timeout. 7:46 to go in the ball game. Morehead State on the road leads at Little Rock 50-46. I'm Chuck Meraz with Dean Harden. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses. Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Morehead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
46, Morehead State leads in Little Rock with 7:46 left to play at the Jack Stevens Center. I'm Chuck Meraz along with Dean Harden. Other scores from around the OVC all in the second half. Western Illinois leads at Tennessee Tech 38-36. UT Martin at home over Southern Indiana 51-45. SIU Edwardsville hosting Lindenwood and ahead 51-40. Eastern Illinois and Charleston on top of Southeast Missouri 66-45.
That score surprises me a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
I didn't think there'd be that big a spread. Of course, it is at Eastern Illinois.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, Marty Simmons is doing a good job bringing back that EIU program slowly but surely.
Yeah, it's. I think it's probably taking him a little longer than he thought, but he's getting it back.
Here's K.K. Robinson left of the lane for a 15-foot jumper. Swish.
Just a little hesitation move, and Drew Thelwell just got back on his heels just a little bit. And K.K. Robinson's a really good player.
11 points for Robinson, 50-48 Morehead State. The Eagles with the basketball, offensive end right. Thelwell leaves it, left hash Thomas. He'll dribble it back out and leave it for Minix. Getting it to the right block to Thomas. Curling left, fading and fire for a 7. Yes, sir. Khalil Thomas.
He just ate up Jordan Jefferson that time. He went on a little curl, got it on the block, and then the fade from the middle of the lane, and Jefferson couldn't do anything with it.
Now at the other end, Mitchell driving in, fouled as he went up for a shot by Eiemi, and for Zach number 4. By the way, Thomas now with 13 points, MSU up in this ball game.
Just really simple little pick and roll is Mitchell just set a ball screen just inside the top of the key and just dives to the bucket. And as the ball handler goes around, just a little chip play, and Eiemi just didn't read it quickly enough and couldn't get quite in position.
4-point Morehead State lead. First free throw by Mitchell makes it 3 as he dumps it down. 52-49 with 7:08 to go. This one looks like it will go to the wire, the way they're playing back and forth.
Sure does. You get that feeling, don't you?
Sure do. Mitchell with the next one, the right-hand push. Rimming and going. Just hung on the lip of the rim and then just spun around the iron and dropped through. Morehead State some backcourt pressure up by 2, and now they break it as Thelwell clears the line. Thelwell straight away leaves it for Ricks. Ricks looking to his left. Minix out for it, wide left. 15 to shoot. Behind him, coming up the sideline, Thelwell 4. And he nearly slipped.
He sure did.
Thelwell 8 to shoot, far side Minix. Steps into a 3 ball and got it to go.
Mitchell, he got on a switch off. He got out there on Minix and he didn't really have anywhere to go and he didn't close out nearly enough.
Minix with 29. He's had 2 30-point ball games this season. Right elbow, Jefferson spins, fires, and connects.
I like his odds of a third.
Me too. Jefferson with 11. 55-52, Morehead State by 3. Thelwell across the line on K.K. Robinson. Takes it down the far wing. Got to the goal. Here he comes on the hole on Mitchell. Shot blocked away. Drew goes down. Whistle foul on Mitchell.
The big Mikel Mitchell. That's 3 on him now. So maybe some fouls piling up. But he's played really well in the last 2 or 3 ball games for Little Rock.
And I've got Little Rock for 3 fouls in the second half. And Drew Thelwell will get a couple of free throws. Drew tonight with 6 points. First trip to the charity stripe. He'll stand line right for 2. And for the year, Thelwell 69% from the line. Does not go to the line that often.
Doesn't. I mean, what on the year? He's only shot 52 free throws, which isn't a bunch in 25 ball games.
55-52, Morehead State. Now make it 56-52, Morehead State. Thelwell fires in the first one.
And it's not like Drew doesn't drive into the lane. He does a lot of driving and penetrating, but a lot of times it's that patented scoop shot he has just trying to stay away from the big man.
His second free throw also perfect. 57-52, Morehead State. Thelwell with 8 points. Mitchell, wide right, holding, looking. Trying to find Robinson, who's having trouble shaking free of Thelwell. Now Robinson gets the ball. He'll turn left off the screen by Mitchell and fire in a 3.
Now, K.K. Robinson just played a little peekaboo around that screen of big Mikel Mitchell, and finally Drew was trying to hedge it a little bit, and he just didn't have a lot of room, but he had enough to nail down that 3.
2-point Morehead lead. Thelwell at the far arc. Brings it back out. Now down the left side he goes. Back up top to Ricks. Far side, oh, Thelwell. Yeah. And now Minix being held by K.K. Robinson,
yeah,
who picks up a foul.
K.K. Robinson got switched off. He's normally been guarding on Drew Thelwell, but they did a little exchange, and there was a switch. And, of course, that's a huge size mismatch for Riley Menix. And Morehead State saw it. They were trying to get it to him, just couldn't quite. And K.K. Robinson's doing everything in the world he could do to try to hold him off. He got called for the foul.
Fourth foul on Little Rock in the half. Second on Robinson. Morehead with a fresh 20 in the shot clock. Here's Ricks on the left side. Wide right, Morton to Thelwell,
beautiful.
Left. Far corner, Thomas, open for a triple. Put that one on the board.
That's beautiful ball movement. All the way from the right corner, all the way around the horn to the left corner, and Khalil Thomas with a dagger.
He's got 16, Morehead State by 5 with 5:13 to play. Little Rock offensive end, Douglas, dancing right at the logo. Toward the right elbow, Mitchell. Mitchell wants Gordon. He's not open. Back to K.K. Robinson. He'll back it up as he started in, wide right. Up top to his left, Gordon back behind him, Robinson. 10 on the timer. Driving left to the lane on Morton. Lost it. Got it free throw line. Fades, fires. Spins out. No whistle. And I think we've got a foul on Morehead State.
Yeah, they got Jerome Morton.
Yep, they did. Morton with his second. And for MSU, number 7.
K.K. Robinson is a senior, been around the block. And Jerome Morton is a true freshman. And K.K. Robinson just schooled him on that one.
So into the bonus, Little Rock with 4:53 to go. Trojans are 14 of 15 as a team from the line.
And they shoot it. They've shot it really well from the free throw line last couple of ball games.
KK is 2 of 2 as he stands in for the first one and sinks it. 60-56, Morehead State by 4.
Their last time out at Western Illinois last Saturday. They only shot 6 free throws the whole night, but they made 5 of them, and those were big in a 3-point ball game.
Robinson bags the second one as well. K.K. Robinson, 16 points, his average. Inbound against pressure, Morehead State. They have Thelwell trapped, still got it to Jerome Morton. He'll dribble up to the free throw line, but can't get across. Feeds it across to Thomas. Left of the logo, Thelwell, far side, Minix. He'll stand and wait for help. Now drive the baseline. Now retreats and goes out to Thelwell near the line. That ball nearly stolen by Robinson. 60-57 MSU, 4:30 left to play. 8 to shoot, Thelwell on the move. Snakes his way in the lane, throws up the runner and got it to go.
Mitchell was stalking him there, and Mitchell's got a good 6 inches on Drew, or at least 5 on Drew Thelwell. And he was stalking, trying to get to block, and Thelwell with a really fast release.
Here's Robinson at the other end, blocked by Thelwell, but Drew will get a foul. His second, 8th on Morehead State. Thelwell, by the way, with 10 points. 4:14 to go, Morehead State by 5. Robinson returns to the free throw line where he just made 2.
Thelwell did a really good job getting around that screen, trying to blow it up. And Kelly Davis got him for the whistle, and Drew looked at him and said, "Are you kidding me?"
Robinson, the left-hander from Little Rock, Arkansas, with the first free throw, it's in. 17 markers tonight for him. Lead at 4 for MSU with 4:14 to play.
K.K. Robinson got him out of the transport portal, and he represents a huge upgrade for this Little Rock team.
And he nails the second free throw.
He's a good player.
Drew Thelwell, by the way, now with 2 personal fouls in the game. Morehead State with 8 as a team. Drew with the basketball with Morehead up by 3 and 4:10 to play. Thelwell across the line directing traffic out front. Up the sideline, Morton. He'll circle out front, back to the near side, and Thelwell. Wanted Minix, instead back out to Ricks. 14 to shoot. Ricks on the drive, left to the lane. Throws up the runner, missed it off the glass, off the rim. Mitchell a rebound for Little Rock. Flips it ahead to Robinson. He'll jog it down the floor with a right-hand dribble as he surveys the traffic. Comes high left off the screen from Mitchell. Fires a 3 and ties the game.
That wasn't terrible defense from Drew Thelwell. He had a hand in his face, but K.K. Robinson just raises up and drills one.
21 points now for Robinson. We're even at 62 with 3.5 to go. Ricks between the circles from Thomas. Far hash, Minix. Back to Ricks as they play catch out front. Right hash up the sideline. Thelwell for it with 11 to shoot. Thelwell looking straight away. Long 3 for Drew, and he rattles it down good.
Wow, Drew Thelwell says, "Mr. K.K. Robinson, anything you can do, I can do better."
And it's 65-62. Morehead State by 3 as we have a media timeout. 3:14 to play in the ballgame. Morehead State on top by 3. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Dean Harden. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's 4th largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? whose Main Street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail. Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowland County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Moorhead State up 65-62 in Little Rock with 3:12 to go at the Jack Stevens Center. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Dean Harden. Let's go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Moorhead State shooting 49.1% from the field, 9 of 21 from three-point land, 4 of 4 at the line. Out-rebounding Little Rock, 31-27. As for Little Rock, the Trojans 41.2% from the field, 4 of 13 outside the arc, 16 of 17 at the line, which has really helped keep them in this game. In terms of turnovers, Moorhead State leads in that category, 14-9.
A couple of things in those numbers. Moorhead State in this half, 12-7 at the edge on the backboard. They've only allowed one or two second-chance points to Little Rock in this half.
High left, Chaplin with the ball, holding on Morton, looks, bounces to his right, far side it goes to Robinson. Right block extended, Gordon. Gordon on Ricks, backs up, starts forward, spins, goes high left, Douglas, he'll shoot the three, drain it, and we're tied again at 65.
Jerome Morton was right there, he had a hand in his face, and sometimes you just got to tip your hat. Douglas did a really good job.
Douglas with 7, 65 all, 2:42 left to play. Fellwell comes across the line down central, works high left on Douglas, right to left out front, Morton for the basketball, a bounce back behind him, left to right comes Fellwell. High right, he'll shoot the three, bottom of the iron, no. Floor rebound in the paint, K.K. Robinson. We're knotted at 65 with 2:27 to go. Robinson with the basketball for Little Rock to the offensive end. Works the dribble at the emblem.
There's a big possession both teams, Chuck. Moorhead State could really use a stop.
2:17 to go, 16 to shoot. Outside the right elbow, Mitchell looking, holding high. 12 to shoot. Back behind him, K.K. Robinson. Bumped by Thomas. Goes down low. Mitchell for the slam, and Little Rock has the lead.
Mitchell did a good job. He set the screen, and then Moorhead State was trying to hedge it, and he just went kind of right to the top of the restricted area and just waited for something to happen. They did a really nice pass to get it to him.
67-65, Little Rock. 1:52 to go. Right wing, Thelwell. Whips it back out to Morton. Back to Drew Thelwell, high right, near side. Thomas off the pick for three. Got it. We're tied. Or check that. The Eagles have the lead by one. And tell you what, Khalil Thomas has been big. That is his fifth triple of the ball game. And Thomas with 19 markers tonight. Oh, Robinson moves in. Free throw line, jumper, back of the rim, no. Rebound, Ricks in the lane. Knocked away, but Eddie got it back. Gives it to Minix. Moorhead by one, 1:20 left to go. The Eagles have the ball.
Big board by that time by Eddie Ricks. He was in traffic. He went up above everybody to go snag it.
68-67 MSU. Toward the left hash, Thelwell, 14 to shoot. Circles right, comes back out front, 10 to shoot. Thelwell on Robinson. He'll fire a long three, heel of the iron, no. 59 seconds to go, Little Rock the rebound, Mitchell.
Good job that time by the Trojans defensively. They frustrated Moorhead State, tried to do a couple of little patterns, and they frustrated both of them.
49 seconds to go, 20 to shoot. K.K. Robinson, high left. He'll step into a three ball, bangs it off the rim, no. Thelwell had the rebound, crashing behind him. Douglas took it away and goes to Mitchell. And I thought that that could have been over the back on Douglas because I thought that Thelwell had pretty good position. But with 38 seconds to go in the half, Little Rock has the basketball, down by one with 17 to shoot. And a timeout taken by Trojans head coach Darrell Walker.
Yeah, the last offensive possession for Morehead State, I thought Little Rock did about as good a defensive job on any set that I've seen basically all night. Then they come down the other end. And I thought Morehead State did okay. They just couldn't finish out that long kicking rebound, and Douglas just outran Thelwell for the board.
Well, as we talked about, we expected this one to go down to the wire, and it sure looks like it will.
We're down to the wire. And statistically, a couple things jump out. Little Rock, on the season, not a bad free throw shooting team, 73%, but certainly nothing out of the ordinary. Tonight, 16 of 17. That's a tune of 94%. That'll win some ball games.
Yeah, absolutely.
Morehead State's been great.
They've only had four free throw tries tonight. Made them all, but not enough chances.
Right. And that's not an indictment or anything of the officiating. It's just the different styles of play. Morehead State's been much more perimeter oriented, and they've cut loose 24 threes, hit 10 of them. That's 42%, which is excellent from behind the arc.
68-67, the Eagles by one, but Little Rock has the ball with 17 to shoot, 38.2 seconds to play in regulation. Trojans will have it, offensive end, to put the ball in. Inbounding right hash, Douglas wants K.K. Robinson. He'll take it to the right of the logo near the timeline. 15 to shoot. Robinson working in on Minix. Comes in free throw line. Stops, look. Cut off by Thomas. Kicks it back out. Straight away Douglas behind him near the logo. 6 to shoot. Douglas spin move to the hole with a scoop layup, and he scores it. And now Little Rock with a one-point lead and 23 seconds to go.
Little Rock just inverted the offense and let Douglas go to work. And now Morehead State, once Thelwell got it in the front court, they're going to get a timeout themselves.
As the Eagles try to set up what they hope will be the game-winning basket.
And, Douglas, what happened is Mitchell came up for the pick, and he went opposite the screen of Mitchell. The Mitchell screen was coming to his right. He just went left. The switch was made between Thelwell and Menix. Menix tried to pick him up, and Douglas just a lot more foot speed, and he was able to spin away from him for a wide-open layup.
Okay, you're Morehead State. What do you do on offense?
I'll be flippant and say find Riley Minix, which wouldn't be a bad idea. But, you know, you're only down one, so if you get a wide-open three and it's a good look, go for it. But, you know, go get a good shot, and you've got time. There's 20.5 seconds left. You've got time. You've got options. Obviously, you'd like to find Riley Minix, you know, in a mid-range jumper. I'd feel pretty comfortable with that, but... Khalil Thomas, if he gets a spot up three, go ahead and let it go. As long as you have a good look, let it go.
Well, Thomas tonight from outside the arc, 5 of 10, 7 of 15 overall from the field. He's got 19 points. Riley Minix leads all scorers in the game with 29. He's 12 of 19 from the field. Again, he has a double-double, his 13th of the season and the 71st of his college basketball career. He's got to go along with his 29 points, 15 rebounds.
And you talked about Khalil Thomas from behind the arc. He's 5 of 10, which is just lighting it up. But if I recall correctly, he was one of his first five from behind the arc. So he's really ramped it up, especially here in the second half.
Let's see what Morehead State does. You could also maybe see Drew Thelwell try to get to the goal.
Sure.
Because if he can lay it in, you do. And if you can get fouled, you do that too. And maybe you can get fouled and lay it in and get a possible three-point play. We'll see how Coach Preston Spradlin and his ball club plays it. Left hash inbound. Khalil Thomas with 20 and a half seconds to go in this ball game. Shot clock is off. Ricks between the circles. Took a shove out front from Mitchell, and Eddie Ricks will be at the free throw line with 16.4 seconds to go. And that foul looked, it's not going to be called an intentional foul, but it looked like an intentional foul.
That's interesting. Eddie Ricks, the third, 64% from the free throw line.
Well, they had a foul to give.
That's right. They had... They still have another one to give.
Yeah, they've got five fouls. So out front, Ricks controls with 13 seconds to go to Minix. High left, 11 seconds to go. Minix on the move, driving the lane. Here he comes to the goal. Reverse layup, missed it. Floor rebound, taken away. Loose, and we've got a foul inside, and it's going to go against Morehead State on the rebound.
Goodness gracious, Riley Minix took a pretty good shot from DeAnthony Gordon, but when he started his drive, there was a lot of contact there. And I get, as an official, you don't want to
you don't want to decide a game, but there was a lot of contact there.
Yeah, let's take a look at it again on the replay. Minix,
that's a check.
High left on the drive, ran into three players, split two defenders, got to the goal, threw it up off the bottom of the iron. A floor rebound went to Chaplin, and then Thomas fouled Chaplin with just a few seconds to go.
Smart work by Darryl Walker, the coach at Little Rock, though. He had three fouls to give, and he was ready to give two of them. He got the one, the second one wasn't called. So pretty good work by a pretty savvy coach who's been around the block, been on all kinds of different levels of basketball.
Well, this team will be shooting free throws with 5 seconds to go. Even if both free throws are made, Morehead State still has a chance. It will be a one-possession game.
Now, Little Rock, we were talked about it before we started here. This Little Rock team is good. They're better than they were last year, and they're athletic. Might be the most athletic team in the league. And we thought this could be a tough game for Morehead State.
So Little Rock will have, I believe, Chaplin line left after the ninth team foul on Morehead State, the second personal on Thomas, and it will be 1+1. For the Trojan player. And it will be Jameer Chaplin shooting the free throw. Again, it's a 1+1, so Morehead State can get the rebound. Eagles do have one timeout left. Chaplin at the line, 71%. This will be his first charity toss of the ball game. Squats down, looks up, free throw on the way, left it short, rebound Thomas, timeout Morehead State with 4.7 seconds to go. That barely got to the iron.
Yeah, that was way short.
So 4.7 seconds to go. Preston Spradlin trying to draw up the game-winning play.
Yeah, and they're going to inbound the basketball on the end line on a spot, so whoever's inbounding it doesn't get the advantage of running the baseline, so then they're going to have to go 94 feet. So, you try to run some kind of weave or try to rub somebody off a screen, get somebody open for a long three, and try to hope you get a good shot. That's all you can do.
Well, as we know, stranger things have happened in college basketball.
Yeah, absolutely.
Morehead State down by one with 4.7 seconds to go and needing maybe a minor miracle to win this game because
it was
not a whole lot of time to get that ball all the way down the floor for a good shot.
Yeah.
94 feet to go from the basket.
I'm interested to see if Preston Spradlin and his staff, I'm interested to see what they try to do, and I don't know what kind of bags of tricks they got for specialty plays like this, and if they try to throw a home run or they might keep that in their pocket for maybe the tournament time in Evansville here in a couple weeks.
Inbounding will be Drew Thelwell. No one at the baseline to guard him for the Trojans. Everyone else is on the floor down at the other end, and we've got a timeout taken. I think this is Darryl Walker who called it for Little Rock.
Darryl Walker wanted to see what Morehead State was looking at and or what they showed, and then, okay, we'll set up some defense for that.
Well, if you're Preston Spradlin, I imagine you had two plays in your mind when you set things up here during your timeout.
Or three.
Yeah, maybe three. And now that Little Rock has seen this option, you go back out there and you try option number two.
Yeah, you maybe go to plan B. We'll see. It's been an inch. I'm not going to say this has been a fun game because there were a lot of periods in this game. It's been kind of a slog. At different times, both teams had a little problem scoring the basketball. But it's been close. It's been hard fought. The level of play and the quality of play has been much better in the second half. I will say that.
Well, both teams on the hardwood. We'll see how it plays out. 4.7 seconds to go. Morehead down by one. Thelwell will inbound. This time they'll have DeAnthony Gordon guarding him, doing jumping jacks. Thelwell inbounds on the hop backcourt to Ricks. Back to Thelwell, 2 seconds. He'll move in front side, fire the runner, three, off the glass, no good. Morehead State will fall by one. Thelwell had to hurry down the floor. He was probably about 35 feet from the goal, left angle, when he fired up that wild three that ricocheted off the glass and really not close to going in the net, but Morehead State, a valiant effort, but the 7-game winning streak is history as the Eagles fall tonight at Little Rock by a score of 69-68. I'm Chuck Morales along with Dean Harden, coming back with the postgame report after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru at the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Moorhead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Moorhead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Well, a tough one tonight for Moorhead State. The Eagles came in winners of seven straight, but tonight they fall at Little Rock. The Trojans have now won four in a row. Final score, Little Rock 69, MSU 68. The Eagles are 20-6 on the year, 11-2 in the OVC. Still holders of first place. As for the Red Hot Trojans, they are now 15-11 with a conference mark of 9-4. MSU got down by 14 in the first half. It was a slog, got back within three at halftime. Actually took the lead several times in the second half in this close ball game. Got up by as many as five, I do believe.
Yep.
But Little Rock made seven of its last nine from the field, including the game winner by Douglas down the stretch, and the Trojans win it by one, Dean.
Yeah, I mean, I was really impressed with the way Bradley Douglas played. K.K. Robinson did what K.K. Robinson does. He ends up with 21 points, 14 of those in the second half, and he really kind of took over down the stretch, and he was really looking for his, and he got it a couple of times. We talked about as soon as we hit to the break at right after the game, where Moorhead State just got off to a little bit of a slow start, and it cost them tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, the final score is 69-68. Moorhead State falls to Little Rock. We'll come back and look at all the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank, right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Hinton Mills team started our annual Seed Days event over 40 years ago to help farmers get ready for spring. It's our biggest sale of the year on hay and pasture seed, fencing, hay wrap, baler twine, net wrap, high mag tubs, block, and mineral, oil and hydraulic fluid, and other farm essentials. Our goal is simple, to get the products our customers need into their hands at the best price available. But Seed Days is also about visiting with others from the farm community to share ideas and stories. Come for the sale, stay for the memories. Hinton Mills Seed Days, going on February the 19th through the 24th.
Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week at Allen's IJ in Moorhead include USDA whole bone-in pork butt roast is only $1.99 a pound. The 22-ounce container of Folgers coffee, just $7.99. Fresh, sweet nectarines and peaches, just $1.99 a pound. And our family skillet dinners are three for only $4. Great values while spending less at Allen's IJ. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IJA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Again, Moorhead State falls tonight at Little Rock by a single digit, 69-68. The Eagles are now 20-6, 11-2 in the OVC. And the seven-game winning streak is history, so you look ahead to UT Martin on Saturday. By the way, the MSU women did collect a win tonight. They knocked off Little Rock 50-47. They had to come back to win that one. Well, Moorhead State got down by as many as 14 in the first half, battled back, took the lead several times in the second half, but lose by one. Let's check out all the numbers as we do that, courtesy of our friends at Whitaker Bank. First of all, for victorious Little Rock, they were led by their star, K.K. Robinson. He poured in 21 points. Mikel Mitchell off the bench for 12. Jordan Jefferson, a solid night with 11. Bradley Douglas, who hit the game-winning shot, finished up with 9 points. De'Anthony Gordon had 8, 4 points each for Jalen Crocker-Johnson and Jameer Chaplin. Little Rock, for the game, 24 of 56 from the field, 42.9%, 5 of 15 outside the arc, and outstanding at the free throw line, 16 of 18, nearly 89%. Moorhead State won the rebounding battle, 33-32. The Trojans did have 11 offensive rebounds to go along with 12 assists in the ball game, 9 turnovers, 5 blocks, 3 by Mitchell, and 9 steals. Flipping over to the Moorhead State side of the ledger, Riley Minix with a game-high 29 points. Khalil Thomas, a good night, 19 markers, 13 points for Drew Thelwell. Again, the Eagles playing without Jordan Latham, their second-leading scorer. Eddie Ricks had 5 points, 2 points for Zach Iaemi. Deontay Miles, Jerome Morton, and George Marshall went scoreless. Moorhead State, 27 of 58 from the field, not quite 47%, 10 of 25 outside the 3-point arc, 4 of 4 at the line. So they were outscored at the free throw line by 12 points, and that, of course, was a big difference in this game. Again, the Eagles won the rebounding battle, 33-32, MSU with 10 offensive rebounds. Riley Minix led the way with 15 boards for Moorhead State. Thus, along with his 29 points, he had his 13th double-double of the season, which leads the OVC the 71st double-double of his collegiate career. Moorhead State ending up with 13 assists in the ball game, 8 by Drew Thelwell, 14 turnovers, Drew with an uncharacteristic 7 of those, 3 block shots, 5 steals in the game, 3 of those by Minix. Again, the final score, Little Rock 69, Moorhead State 68. As we looked at the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank, we'll come back with more on the postgame report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Once again, Morehead State loses tonight at Little Rock 69-68. The Eagles 20-6 on the year. As for their OBC record, that slips to 11-2, but they're still in first place by at least two games. Little Rock has pulled within two games of MSU with that victory. The Trojans are now 9-4 in conference play, 15-11 overall. Let's check out the rest of the OVC scores tonight, as we'll go ahead and refresh this and make sure that we've got the latest for you. Elsewhere, SIU Edwardsville, late in the ball game, rolling over Lindenwood, that game at SIUE, 85-58 the score there. A final, UT Martin, who Morehead State will play next, beats Southern Indiana. That game in Martin, 77-68 the final. And Eastern Illinois with a win over Southeast Missouri in Charleston, 75-57. Western Illinois comes back to beat Tennessee Tech on the road, 62-55. Time now to name our MSU star of the game. Pretty easy choice once again. Riley Minix with a double-double, 29 points, 15 rebounds. Earns that honor. He also had three steals in the game. Minix, the 6'7 graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, is our MSU star of the game. Our next broadcast of Morehead State basketball coming up on Saturday. The MSU women and men on the road at UT Martin. The women's game will be starting at 2 p.m. Tom Lewis starts the pregame show at 1:45. The men's game is scheduled to start at 4:30. I'll be along to start that pregame show at just about 4:15. Thanks, as always, to our engineer and producer back in the studio, Ian Corbin, and to my broadcast partner, Dean Harden. I'm Chuck Morales again. Final score, Morehead State falls at Little Rock, 69-68. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass.